World leaders looking for hope amid recessionary gloom turned their attention today to a long-stalled global trade deal, increasingly seen as a necessary defense against the rising threat of protectionism. Trade negotiators from around 20 countries were meeting on the sidelines of the forum to discuss ways to advance the 8-year Doha round of trade talks. Meanwhile, top CEOs and politicians at the meeting in Davos beseeched the new U.S. administration to shun protectionism and avoid the divisive trade policies like those that pushed the world deeper into the Great Depression. Government data yesterday showed the U.S. economy shrank at its fastest pace in nearly 27 years in the fourth quarter, sinking deeper into a recession that the White House said demands urgent action. Diane Furchgott-Roth is a senior fellow at Hudson Institute and directs the Center for Employment Policy. She said the protectionist policies will cause further damage and said the Doha round needs to be taken seriously.
Well, we certainly need to be worried about the onslaught of protectionist proposals. And it's to be hoped that the governments will keep their heads and resist such proposals. Exports from countries create a lot of jobs. So it might seem simple in the beginning to say, well, here we just want to buy from our own country and that will create more jobs here at home. But really, we create a lot of jobs by exporting to other countries. We need to get the Doha round going. We need to approach it seriously and lower barriers to trade all across the globe.
What needs to take place in order for barriers to trade to be lowered?
The sense of crisis should be able to get these countries together and say, look, we need to do something to spur global economic growth. And the best route to that is through free trade and through new multilateral agreements. And it's possible that this global crisis might get the Doha round started again. And Davos, actually, is an excellent place, or would have been an excellent place if they had been so inclined, to move this agenda forward. Rather than getting together and saying, the economy is doing badly, therefore we need protectionism, they should have been saying, the economies are doing badly, therefore we need a new round of Doha or some other country talks. They are losing an opportunity. They should be talking about this. This is a kind of opportunity with world leaders meeting to decide and get together and shortcut these things and say, we're all going to have to give up some protectionism on our part. We're all going to get together and do something that will improve all our lot.